Now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. Get ready for more of the best fishing information and the hottest tips on improving your angling skills. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards. Reliability starts here. Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. And by Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. And now, Southern California's sports fishing voice, the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod, Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Welcome back, hour number two. Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. Pete Gray here with Rock Cod, Rick Mexa. And we have Captain Tim Exram from the Royal Star. Second to last show of 2018. It's been a great year, 2018. We're looking forward to a big 2019, too.
No doubt, man. I'll take 2018 over again for as long as we need to go. Great bluefin fishing. We had that great yellowfin fishing. There was really good yellowtail fishing on the beach and at the islands. Great long-range fishing. Guadalupe, again, phenomenal. Like, we'll just... I can take a repeat all of this, no problem.
Yeah, all good. Sure. I just find it so amazing that it's 2018, and, you know, go back 20 years, and you know, I mean, all we ever read about and hear about doom and gloom and this and that, but look at the fishing nowadays.
Man.
I mean, you would have thought, you know, reading articles 20 years ago, there wasn't going to be a fish swimming left in the ocean, and, you know, we're all going to perish and this and that. But, I mean, who would fathom that?
Right?
It just keeps getting better and better. There's always something new, just amazes. Yep. Rewrites the rules.
Look at the comeback of the rockfish. I mean, just an example. I mean, like the endangered bokashi. We couldn't get away from them yesterday. My gosh, they're just everywhere.
I remember last year, and this is before they made the change of the rule, when that bluefin showed up on the 60-mile bank in November. Dude, we were sitting in 65 fathom and fly lining sardines in ripping current, too. Ripping, you know, running like a river, southerly current, and fly lining giant bokashi, like 15, 18, I mean, huge ones. Like, you got to be kidding me. That thing had to have swam from the bottom at least up to 30 or 40
feet. Yeah, right.
Yeah, and it wasn't just one. I mean, like, there were a bunch of them.
Yeah.
Like, the place
that's
is just
wild.
Yeah, just carpeted with them out there. It's amazing.
Crazy.
It's amazing. It's amazing to see. I mean, it's encouraging, obviously, from a professional perspective as a fisherman to see that the resources in such
is in as good condition
as it is. Look at the bluefin.
That's what I was just going to say.
I mean, like how can you even reconcile that? Remember 4 years ago? Was it 4 or 5 years ago? I was sitting up at the council meeting up there in Washington. You know, fighting to. I mean, they wanted to cut the bluefin off to zero.
Fighting to keep two.
Two a day.
Fighting for it.
They wanted to take it away because, you know, of course, it was Armageddon. You know, there weren't any more left.
Yeah, nothing left.
I mean, there were bluefin at one point this year. There were bluefin from just above Benitas all the way to Washington. Washington State.
Yeah.
I'm serious.
That's a lot of bluefin.
Bluefin everywhere.
I would love to know some of the size of the schools that you must have got to see on the Royal Star. Because I know what we saw, Neil and I, fishing at water level of our Parker and being, you know, having the height and stability and ability to see, you know, big breezers like that. I would love to see the size. Like some of the schools that we knew were good. You have no, you know, you don't really have a grasp from being on the water
level.
What
about the schools that Tom Green saw from the air?
Well, yeah.
He was spotting for the sack.
He'd fly for 50 miles and never run out of them.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
God, it's crazy. That's so crazy.
And going back to it, it's just so encouraging to see that, you know, I mean, obviously, resource management plays a big part in this. You know, I have to give appropriate credit to, you know, in the case of the rockfish, as painful as that was, the rockfish closures, look at the result. How encouraging is that? That
rapid comeback.
That can actually employ some effective fisheries management. If everybody follows the rules, you know, everybody, for the most part, everybody follows the rules, and the resource will rebuild. I think it's just fantastic.
I like it that they're doing what they're doing, too. We're seeing the fantastic comeback. And so then things come on the other side again. California has been so, you know, known for when something goes away, it never comes back. And seeing the depth restrictions ease up and, you know.
That wasn't California.
Well, you know what I'm saying. Yeah, like it's just.
Yeah, if it was up to California, we wouldn't have any.
We would be fishing.
Probably.
Yeah. But you know what I'm saying. Like it's good that like you know this rule goes into effect and this depth restriction is a thing. And okay, well things have rebounded so much, so we're going this deep. And then things have gotten so much better, so we're going that depth again. And it's just good to see we get some of that, some of it back.
Well, look at like guys like Don Hanson sitting on the council. And you guys.
Yeah.
I mean, just like that's why is because here's reality.
Yeah.
Here's the other side, and here's reality.
That's right. And it's a great point. When was the last time you saw us actually get something back?
Yeah, totally.
Never. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly.
It's pretty
next
much you
time
just
will
lose
be the first,
and
you
lose
know?
And lose and lose, and they put the squeeze on you, and you know, you feel like the noose is tight, and it's great to see something finally came back. And you know, the other thing is, I have to assign credit to the anglers themselves, and you see it all the time, both you guys. I see it on the deck of the long range boat. The angler today is so much different than the angler of 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago. You know, I other than a small, and I mean a very small handful of anglers, nobody even keeps limits anymore.
Right.
You know, they just don't. If take a trip to Guadeloupe, for example, where your limit is 15 fish, right? 15 tuna, yellowfin tuna, 30 fish total, and that's in Mexico. If the fish are 60 to 100 pounds, nobody keeps 15.
Right.
You know, almost everybody, they self-regulate.
Keep what you need.
Plenty easy to get there. You know, they're not they're not taking them because the fishing's not good. Fish, no problem getting
that's right.
Them.
They just self-regulate. You know,
what are you
going to
do?
God, I got six. I got eight. You know, I got enough.
I got enough. Let them go.
I don't even know what to do with
that's
it if
saying,
I keep
yeah.
more. You know, I don't want to have my freezer full. My processing bill is going to be giant. You know, all the rationale that goes into it has led to a much more responsible angler. I have conversations with our friends south of the border all the time because, you know, there's a lot of concern about the amount of fish that the long-range fleet takes and the fleet in general takes. The long-range fleet today, even with the expansion, the addition of a couple boats, you know, in the last 10 years, is taking far, far less fish than it did in the 80s, in the 90s, the early 2000s. I mean, way less.
Yes.
I'll bet you the volume is half of what it used to take. And some of that is a result of the canning operation getting shut down, but more so because anglers themselves are just more responsible.
Yes.
They're much more environmentally conscientious, conscious. You know, we're just more effective stewards now, and it's the trend, and it's a trend that's appropriate. And it's one that I love to see. And if anybody's read what I write on the website and listen to us talk here on Let's Talk Hookup, you know, we introduced the RSW. We always foresaw that as a byproduct, and you know, to see the anglers themselves self-regulating. Once again, just going back to it, I think that we are in a much better place to ensure the healthy future of our fishery and our style of fishing because we're so much more responsible about
so much more
stewardship
steward.
Nowadays.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Well, let's find out what's biting out there.
You got it, dude. It's time for the Catch Report, which today is sponsored by the Sato Crimp and Winder Company, where they only make products for serious sport fishermen. The Sato Line Winder is perfect for personal use at home or on your boat. It's a low cost and suitable to wind any conventional reel from bait casters all the way up to 130s. It fits most bulk spools of line. The Sato Line Winder kit is very easy to put together, and it comes with detailed instructions. Get it at selected tackle stores like the Longfin. It's a great, great tool.
It is a
to
great
have
tool. I have one. I use it all the time, and it's so easy and so inexpensive.
No doubt about that. Yeah. Well, let's start it off with our FishDope.com reporter of the man, Captain Mark Wish of Pacific Edge, is on the line. Good morning, Mark.
Hey, Ricky, Pete, Tim.
Morning.
Great
morning,
show
Mark.
This morning. Love listening to you guys talking there. Well, guys, last report of 2018, definitely wintertime out there.
Couldn't
believe how cold it was when we got back here, but
so
not a whole lot of new stuff going on, but you know, I've been out of town the last few days, didn't get a chance to do too much digging on reports, but I don't think there was a whole lot, mostly just rockfish. I did just talk to Danny from Fish Dope a little bit ago, though, and he had an interesting observation, a little nugget of good dope there about all the red crab that's pushing up onto the beach here. It seems like there's been a strong subsurface uphill push here for quite some time now, and that stuff's been moving right up the beach from Mexico past the rockfish grounds at Dana. Now it's all the way up to the upper edge of the southeast bank right out in front of us here this morning. So hopefully there's a few yellowtail following that like they did a couple years back, and they settle in on the 150 and make for some of that fantastic yo-yo fishing out there on the 150. But overall, guys, looking back at this season, just like you were talking, it's been nothing short of fantastic. I mean, the inshore species, you know, some of that's still struggling a little bit, but offshore with all that yellow, Dorado, yellowfin, marlin, of course, that giant bluefin tuna on the outside, nothing short of fantastic. And I got to tell you, man, it's just been awesome to be involved with helping get guys geared up and get them the good information to get set up right, get out there and do battle with all them big fish, and then to see them come back with the stories and the pictures and, of course, the fish themselves. I mean, it's just – it's so awesome what's been happening with our fisheries here these past few years to see all this good conditions and big fish around. I mean, it's just awesome. So 2018 is about done, guys. Remember, Rockfish closes on the 31st. It's done for a couple months. Sculpin opens, so that's kind of a fallback position. Don't forget to get your 2019 fishing license. Good luck, good fishing in 2019, and we'll talk to you next year.
Thanks for all your great reports in 2018, Mark, and a great show last Sunday, that Christmas Spectacular, a really, really good one.
Wasn't that fun?
That was
my goodness, that was just awesome. You know, they're always a blast, but sometimes they're special. This one's great. 36 calls we got, Pete.
Yeah.
That's absolutely amazing.
Yeah, and I published the winning poem on our Facebook, Instagram page there. That was really special, and he was well rewarded with a Shimano Talica 10 and a nice Shimano rod. So.
Yeah, that was actually kind of like the tearjerker award.
Yeah,
wasn't it?
For sure.
Got all of
it. That choked me up hearing it, man. That was really cool. I got to listen up above, Mark. You guys did a great job. Lots of fun. And I got to say the same, man. Thanks for an awesome 2018.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what we missed you, buddy.
Yeah, we missed him for sure.
I missed being there, I tell you.
Yeah, for sure. All right. Well, hey, Mark, fishdope.com, you mentioned Danny. And, oh, he's got it. I talked to him yesterday about the – all that red crab, man. We saw when we were fishing the rock cod. They're all spitting up red crab. It's back.
I don't remember
heavy.
I don't remember not seeing red crab for like the last 3 years
yeah.
down here. Like it's just here now. It's just
here.
A thing.
Yeah, but fishdope.com. Danny has all the insight, and especially in the winter, you want to have it. $20 off a new membership to fishdope.com. Use the code HOOKUPNOW. Lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is the $20 code at fishdope.com. And Mark, how do we find you?
P, we're in Huntington Beach. We're on the corner of Bolsa Chica and Edinger by the big Chevron station. Phone number at the store is area code 714-840-4262. The website, which is under construction, is kind of a mess right now, but it's PacificEdgeTackle.com. And I'm actually going to go back to work today for a little bit and see what's going on. So.
Okay, go get them. All right. Thanks, Mark. Happy New Year to you. Thanks a lot.
All right, let's head on down over to San Diego and C4th Sport Fishing and talk to our buddy Marcos. Marcos, what's going on with C4th?
Good morning, guys. Well, unfortunately, a little slow week here. Kind of picked up a bit there, and weather kind of slowed things down a bit. Kind of the story of this last December, which not the ideal way to cap off was a phenomenal year otherwise, but still some good fishing out there. Half day still, at least for the next few days here, catch some good bottom fishing with those reds, rockfish, whitefish, sheephead, one halibut in the counter during the week. San Diego made a trip down to the islands. No yellowtail showed there. Fort Benito, very good bottom fishing, some sheephead in the mix there also, and at least for the next few days here, the half-day trip's still going to be fishing locally, trying to get some of that rockfish in there. San Diego's got a few trips scheduled. Looks like they're going to get out tomorrow. So definitely check the website, c4thlanding.com. Give us a call at the office, 619-224-3383. And, get some last-minute shopping in there. And like I said, I wish we had a little more detailed report for you. It was kind of a slow week there. But right now it's a little cold, but the weather is actually really nice out there. The water looks like it's coming down a bit. So definitely, if you've got people visiting, you're looking for something to do, or you want to start off the new year with some fishing, definitely going to be running some trips for you guys.
All right. Yeah, good stuff, man. Marcos, always something going on at C4 Sport Fishing. And thanks to you, Marcos, for lots of great reports in 2018. And look forward to a great 2019 with C4 Sport Fishing.
Absolutely. Hope to start the year off right, guys. Like I said, don't forget to get your license for next year. You're going to need that soon. And get out there fishing.
Thanks, Marcos. Great job. Appreciate another great year, and we'll look forward to talking to you in 2019.
We'll talk to you then.
Thanks, Marcos. Appreciate that. Well, that's going to wrap up our catch report today. Again, sponsored by the pros, the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego landings, now with Fish Pros the Market, you can purchase fresh fish, smoked and jerky fish, their spices, their killer rubs, and their smoked cheese, and the famous tuna burger. It's all at their convenient Liberty Station location. Pick up some at Liberty Station or order online at Fisherman's Processing. fishermansprocessing.com. And I got to throw out holiday parties, all the big time. We went through Fisherman's Processing, grabbed two smoked yellowfin, a smoked wahoo piece from Fish Pros the Market, and one bag of each of the jerky, and made the big killer holiday spread. You want to talk about taking all of the compliments without putting any of the work in there, literally cutting bags open, dropping on a little platter, spreading some things around. And then
some of that smoked cheese on there?
And then the whole family just going, oh, my God, you guys are the best. This was so killer. That is the secret for sure. Like, cutting bags with scissors and dropping on a plate and then just taking credit all the way home, man.
I've done that a few times.
Yeah, we were the king, let me tell you.
You have the party favor. Yeah. What is this?
Yeah, this is great. Yeah, thanks. You know, I appreciate that.
That's a cool thing now with Fish Pros the Market. You know, you don't have to necessarily catch it. If you run out, you can just go down there and buy it.
That was the whole idea. Yeah. I mean, how many times we had anglers in there that, you know, maybe they were on a trip that didn't get tuna, they got yellowtail, or this.
Right.
God, man, I'd love to get some smoked tuna, or love some of that jerky. Well, now we have it there to supplement. You know, of course, for the general public, anybody that walks in, but a lot of anglers off the other boats that came in there, and, you know, maybe they were a little shy on this or that or the other thing, or even when, you know, after they've run through their supply,
that was it.
You can come down and pick it up. It's right there, available all the time.
It's winter time. I just rolled right through, picked up some wahoo, picked up some yellowfin, some jerky, and away we went. It was
there
awesome. So I highly, highly recommend it. Fish Pros the Market makes it so easy.
Indeed. No doubt about it. All right. Phones are packing up. You want to get through? One line open at 877-792-1090 and one line open at 858-457-1090. You have a chance to go on a full day trip on the Liberty, courtesy of the guys on the Liberty and Fisherman's Landing.
All right, let's jump back into the phones and talk to Josh, who's calling us from Vista this morning. Hey, Josh, welcome to Let's Talk Hook Up.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up, morning. Josh?
Hey, so I have a friend who's going to be getting married. He met his future wife at my wedding here in California 3 years ago, and we have a bunch of friends coming from all over, back east and all over the country to do a little bachelor party and fishing trip with some family and other friends that are here. And so my question was if I'd be better off trying to put a bigger trip just together on my own, or would I be better off working with one of the boats specifically? And the other thing is one of the guys is in a wheelchair, so he's pretty good about being able to do this stuff, but somebody maybe I know that has worked with it in the past might be able to accommodate a little better.
What do you think
with that? So
how many people are you talking about?
Well, right now I'm probably looking in the party like 12, maybe a little bit more, but I have a lot of friends from here that fish that I could say, hey, we're going to take a boat out. We're going to go out to Catalina and go fishing, and they would jump on, and we could, you know, probably get 20, maybe even more, depending on how I put it out there.
Sure.
If you're in L.A., I guess that...
He's in Vista, so it's either...
I mean,
San Diego,
I would highly recommend you just charter a boat. The rates right now, seasonally, the winter rates are really reasonable to charter the whole boat, the Dolphin out of Fisherman's Landing. I do know that those guys host handicapped anglers. They have experience with that. It's a great boat where you're going on a half day, three quarter day. The crew is great. I would go that route. I would, and especially again at this time of year, it's pretty dang reasonable. And you know, I think for the type of occasion you're talking about, you're going to have a lot more fun just having the people that you know and that are you know a component of the party as on the boat with you, rather than having, you know, anglers that you don't know. It just sounds to me like
you have your own boat.
Yeah, you're the perfect example of somebody who should talk about a charter, whether you talk about it with Fisherman's Landing directly or Jason, the owner of the Dolphin. That's what I would recommend.
Yeah. I think I would call down to Fisherman's Landing and talk to Carl. And that way you can just those guys are, I mean, it doesn't need to be Carl. Any of the guys can handle it. But Carl's just so familiar with that type of thing. I would call down there because then you can kind of start to figure out dates and this time. And we've got this many people. And he can kind of give you the rundown. We have these two boats are available, or these five boats are available, or this is the cost. And if your group is this big, maybe you want to do this boat. And if your group's that big, maybe you want to do that one. But I'm with you. I think that Dolphin is a very big, stable platform. Should be very... very good for your buddy in a chair, very easy. Like, say, lots of, you know, those guys have done that a lot, so they're very familiar with the routine. But I would just call down to Carl and say, hey, man, we got these guys. We're thinking about these dates. What do you think? And they'll throw the options together for you.
No doubt about it. Thanks a lot for the call. Good luck with that. Appreciate the call this morning. That does free up 858-457-1090. Open right now.
Jeff in San Carlos is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Good morning, Jeff. Yo, Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Looks like Jeff might have stepped
away
from the phone,
yeah.
So we'll jump back in and talk to Joe. Joe's calling us from San Pedro this morning. What's up, Joe? Welcome to the show.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I just want to say that, you know, everything you hear about this Royal Star, sometimes guys listening think it might be fluff, but I have to tell you, I took my son on the 7-day for his birthday, and what a trip we had. I have to say, from the very beginning of talking to Stacy or Tracy, booking with Tracy, and getting on the boat, and then the menu these guys put out with Nestor and the galley and Alex is just phenomenal. Home-baked bread. I mean, it just doesn't end. But I also want to say regarding the crew, you know, any time that anything was going on, you didn't even have to call their name. These guys are already behind you unhooking the bird, getting your line and getting your bait. I mean, it just went. It was just a phenomenal trip with the fish. And I want to say whoever decided to, I guess we were supposed to go to Guadalupe, but they changed the night before and decided to go to the Ridge, which was a great call. Phenomenal fishing, great crew, Drew and Adrian, everybody you have, Tim, working for you. I want you to know, even though you already know this, what a great crew you have for that boat. It couldn't have been a better birthday week for my son, I have to tell you.
You know, the best thing that I mean, I really appreciate your call. The best thing was that, what was I? You didn't even talk about the fishing until the sixth or seventh
yeah.
thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah, totally.
I really appreciate it. Thank you.
I mean it. I have to go on just a couple more, and I'll let you guys go on with your show. A credit to you guys at Talk Hookup. Last year I was listening, something about a pink, I don't want to say the name because it's a family show, but this pink plug that catches wahoo.
Oh,
my son caught three wahoo on this pink.
Yeah.
It rhymes with real dough. it works, I have to tell you. And also credit to the crew that was on there, the guests, EOS, Ecos Energy, that you guys do the Redneck Rodeo with.
Right.
You know, Rob and Tom, Rob and Ron, the Charter Masters, but the crew is, your crew really is, it's phenomenal. And even Brian was on that trip with us. This guy's not standing around having a beer up top. I mean, everybody is working, making sure the guests are taken care of, and they do a great job. We had a great time.
That's awesome.
Thank you, Tim, for your operation.
Awesome. Thank you, sir, very much.
Very good, Joe. Appreciate the call this morning. Happy New Year to you.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More phone calls, more great info just like that. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
This is Pete Gray to tell you about one of my favorite places to fish in the world. It's Whalers Cove Lodge in Angoon, Alaska. For several years now, we've been hosting groups at Whalers Cove, and this is certainly one trip I do not miss. Each year, the Powers family makes great improvements to the lodge that make this great lodge even better. New rooms, new boats, new fish processing facilities, new outdoor kitchen. The list goes on and on. As for fishing, the calm waters around Whalers Cove are 100 miles from any large town, so you will enjoy wilderness adventure without the crowds. Whalers Cove Lodge has some of the best salt and freshwater fishing in Alaska, and there's no need for a bumpy boat ride for hours. You can find productive fishing for salmon, halibut, and rockfish just 10 minutes from the lodge. Here's the deal. The word is out on Whalers Cove, so you want to go? Book soon. WhalersCoveLodge.com or call 800-423-3123. WhalersCoveLodge.com for the Alaska fishing experience of a lifetime.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, CalStar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest it's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the CalStar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend CalStar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
When it comes to Southern California sport fishing, two names stand out: Fisherman's Landing Tackle and Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We have the most complete selection of Shimano saltwater rods and reels, like Talica, Trinidad, and Tranx reels, plus Terramar and Therez rods. Our professional saltwater experts at Fisherman's Landing Tackle have the know-how to help you choose the right Shimano rod and reel for your next trip. When it comes to Shimano gear, you owe it to yourself to visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, or on the web at saltwatertackle.com.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time: Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136, or check kingfishercharters.com.
XEPRS 1090 AM Rosarito, Baja California.
San Diego's sports leader.
The home of ESPN Radio.
The Mighty 1090.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090.
All right, you want to get through? A couple lines open. You have a chance to talk to Captain Tim Ekstrom and also win that full day trip on the Liberty when she gets back up and running, which is, when do you think the Liberty's going to be back up, Tim?
Boy, I've had to figure it's at least another couple weeks.
A couple more weeks.
Yeah, from the amount of work they got going on.
So Doug was saying like middle of January,
that's
something
what I'm
like
thinking.
That.
Yeah.
Nice. Perfect timing.
No doubt.
Yeah. 858-457-1090 or 877-792-1090. Don't forget that we can still fish rockfish in Mexico January and
just
February.
A short hop above the border,
which
hop down the border.
Standard deal, right?
Well, I mean, that fishing around the islands is just insane.
Oh,
you know
what
I mean? It just, that's a really...
Yellows!
And, you know, while you're out there winter yellowtail fishing, looking for spots on the sonar or the like, I mean, you know, as the fallback, I mean, it's just short of guarantee. You book a Coronado Islands trip, if the yellows don't show and the surface fishing's down, you're gonna load up on rockfish, and good ones too, not little mini ones.
No, absolutely not. All right, let's go ahead and jump into the phones, Rick.
You got it, man. Well, they are packed up again. If you want to get your shot to get through, 858-457-1090 or toll free at 877-792-1090. Let's try Jeff in San Carlos one more time. Good morning, Jeff. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, gentlemen.
There you are.
Morning.
Hey, all right, so I was looking for tips to maximize time spent with my line in the water in sport boat fishing.
Tips, huh?
Tips to maximize your time?
Is catching, right?
So I'm trying to have as much time with my line in the water as possible, you know.
Yeah, well, that generally translates into more fish on the end of your line. I mean,
exactly.
That's to begin with.
Yeah, and I don't know that requires much other than just yourself, you know, not getting... You know, some guys, you can spot for sure the guys that are willing to put their time into it, and it's very easy to, you know, when the fishing is slow, it's very easy to be BSing or hanging out in the galley, which that's fine, that's part of it too. But I mean, you can point to the guys almost right away that are putting the extra effort in. You know, they're up earlier or they're out later, and you know that time does it usually equates to more bites at the end of it.
Yeah, and make sure that your gear is set up properly. Make sure that. You know, you're not just standing there with a line in the water to stand there with a line in the water. You know what I'm saying? It really does benefit you to be fishing effectively. That's really, you know, I see more often than not that using that as an example. I see a lot of times where, you know, maybe it is that anglers just hardcore, but they're not, they're, you know, they're not fishing
right
as effectively as they can. So that's the perfect guy that, you know, either I'll go over there and sit down and say, hey, look, we can adapt your gear this way or that way, or have one of the guys do it. Because, you know, I mean, there is something to it. I mean, fishing for the joy of fishing is great, but fishing for the joy of catching is really why you're there. So, you know, you'll be more motivated to stand at the rail and put that extra time in if you catch one every once in a while. You follow me?
Yeah.
You were talking about tips. One thing that I would do regardless, that I still do, and I worked in a tackle store my whole life, is hit those guys up before you get going, whether it's a travel day going down or it's the, you know, the 10 minutes it takes to get to the bait receiver. Just pull one of the crew members by and just have them take a look at what you're doing. You know, is this right? Is this the right hook size? I mean, it could... You know, just something so as easy as that from the guy that was there the day before or the hour before or 5 days before. You know, I mean, those, there's nobody that knows better what's going on than the guys that are working on the boat. And those guys could look so quickly and just instantly realize, hey, man, that hook's probably a little too big for the bait that we have and the fish we've been catching. You know, why don't you put on a number two? And that could be the difference between a bunch of the fish and no bites.
Right. Yeah, the question is, hey, you know, Blake, hey, Ryan, hey, exactly. Whoever it is, if you were fishing, what would you be using right
totally.
Now?
Totally.
And you will engage whatever crew member it is, you will engage them on a fisherman's level then and watch those guys light up.
Yeah.
Watch what you, you know, the, I mean, they're incredible resources. Those guys, I know in the case of our crew, the majority of crew members that I know of in both, I mean, all the way down to the local level is
totally.
Most of the guys in the Hefty boat, they're there because they love fishing. They're
amazing trainers.
Yeah, they're fishermen, and there's nothing they like to talk about more than fishing, and they're really good resources, you know, just wealth of knowledge that is going to benefit you and your time at the rail.
No doubt about it. Hey,
well said.
Good question. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 877-792-1090.
Let's talk to Norman calling us from San Diego this morning. Hi, Norman. Welcome to the show.
Hey, Happy New Year, and thanks for taking my call. My question is, I've got something I've always wondered about and touched on previously by a caller. You mentioned that to at Guadalupe to bring the 30, 40-pound tuna in real quick and to get them in before the sharks get them. You have to really crank down on the drag and just force them in. And you know, that's just not easy to do. I mean, those things are down there. They just won't come up. But these jack pollers, they're able to just fling the tuna on board. How do you explain the difference?
Well, I mean, there were especially back in the old days, you know, those boats, bait boats, we call them, guys that fished with lift poles, there were sharks swimming around right at their feet, man. You know, the reason the shark didn't get them is because they yanked them out of the water right away. That was pretty effective.
So, well, I'm talking about how the ease of bringing the tuna in. I mean, these guys just pull them over the... into the boat, and yet you really got to, like, kill yourself to bring these tuna in.
Back in the good old days, I mean, I worked on a boat that we fished with lift poles back in the good old days in the 80s, and you know, I mean, the fish grabs you, you get their head coming and give it a little elbow grease, and it's amazing, you know, you kind of get into a rhythm how well they come out of the water. But going back to the recreational side, you know, it's not normally like that. I think it is a feature of Guadalupe fishing at times. You know, there seems to be, it seems to be kind of right in the middle of the season, like late August, September, middle of October, that those sharks can really be a factor. But it's also spot specific. There, you know, there's places like if you're fishing offshore off the edge, or, you know, in deeper water, you won't have the shark problem. But if you set up on a spot and, you know, sit on the anchor, that you'll accumulate them. So, you know, the bottom line is you just have to, you know, you have to reset your thinking. Most anglers, and we all do this, you have this sense that, oh, I don't want to break the line. You know, I don't want to pull hard on it because I don't want to break them off. And you just have to reset your mind to, you know, you try to pull as hard as you can. And if the line breaks, who cares? Or if the hook comes out, which happens a lot, especially with the smaller hooks, that's better too. You know what I mean? It's better than a shark eating it. But think of how many times we've talked about this before, Ricky and I and Pete, how hard you can actually pull on that line. And I always use you know, using algae. Hey, hook that line on the bottom, you know, snag, say, the kelp or snag the bottom and try to break it off with your hands. I mean, God, how many times have you done it? Especially on a skiff. You're wrapping the thing around your body three times, your arms, and God, you just can't bust it off. So, like, relate that to the battle with your tuna now, and you realize that you can pull way, way harder than you imagine.
Trying to break fishing line with a bend in a fishing rod is almost impossible. I mean, it can be done, of course, but, like, you know, if you have the rod bent, like you'd be pulling on a fish, not necessarily pointing at it and snapping it and doing all those kinds of things, but if you have a bend in your fishing rod, it is almost impossible to break fishing line that's above 30 pound. I mean, you start talking 40 and 50 and 60 and 80, like, put a bend in the fishing rod and try to break it. It's about impossible.
Yeah. The only way you can do it is if the fish is actually pulling the other way. Like, if he's running, pow, you can snap it off from that dynamic force. But if he's stopped and just, you know, it's a straight mono-e-mono, you're pulling against him, you can't break it.
Yeah.
You just can't. You cannot break
it.
That's it. Yeah. Indeed. Hope that helps you out. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning, but good call there. You know, one of the things that I always think about on the Royal Star is the education you get on a long-range trip, whether it be Royal Star or any of the other boats. It's every day you're learning from the crew, from being on the water, seeing what you see. It's like going to a graduate class in fishing, but yet you don't need any of the prerequisites to go do it.
That's
one of the things I always like to relate to people is you can be a total novice and go on a 4-day fly-down, fly-back trip and go catch a giant tuna on the Royal Star in Mazatlan.
Yeah.
Right?
You know, the number one thing, this conversation we had a minute ago is a perfect example of that. You know, who would know that you could pull that hard? You can't believe how many anglers, after they watch that and it actually works, the fish has landed, they're just amazed. Like, oh, my God, I had no idea you could pull like that. I mean, you're pulling so hard that if the line were to break, you would go, you know,
Upland
rear
over
end over tea kettle, you know, behind you. Most anglers just don't, they don't know that. But, I got sidetracked there anyway. It is. It's a constant. It's a learning process. It's a perfect environment to learn. I always liken it to like you said, going to school, man. You're going to fishing school.
Yeah.
And because you're immersed in it, you pick it up so fast. I know what I was going to say. As many times as I've heard a novice angler express to me their concern, their trepidation about going fishing on a long range hook because they don't want to get in the way. You know, oh, it's all experts out there, and I just don't want to get in the way. You know, I don't feel comfortable. Nothing could be further than the truth.
Totally.
You know, or you hear people say, I don't know that I'm ready.
I'm not ready for that.
Yeah.
Exactly.
You're ready.
That's right. Whether it's your first day in the water or your 100th day in the water, you're ready. You just got to go. And by to an individual, everyone that's out there is embraced by not only the crew, but the anglers on board themselves.
Totally.
You know, everybody, I mean, we're all fishermen. We'd love to share our passion for fishing, our passion for the gear and what we've, you know, the knowledge we've accumulated. The number of times I've seen an angler new to that fishing, and as we're on the way down to the grounds, sitting off the side with somebody who's been on the boat, you know, 20 times saying, hey, you know, he's watching him rig up his gear and that angler himself, the more experienced angler will take it on himself to hey, check this out.
Totally.
This is how we do it. This is how we've been doing it. You know, last trip I was on, whatever. I mean, that's standard operating procedure.
Yeah. And don't be afraid of big ones. If you're thinking about this Mazatlan trip and big fish, I can tell you from experience because that's where I learned to go was with Tim and these guys. And it the second that you come tight on a big fish, there is the most advanced person, crew member in the world standing next to you. I mean, whether you've done it 100 times or you've never done it before, I mean, as much as, hey, put the front of the rod here, put your hand over here, stand like this, stand like that. You know, I mean, the best coach in the world is going to be next to you the entire time you've got a fish on the line.
You made me smile there because I remember, you know, when you said the second you put it a year, I will never forget as long as I live the first – I was at San Benedicto Island the first time that I felt a 250-pounder. And the second I put it in gear, I was a little afraid.
Yeah. Yeah.
You cannot believe how hard those
how powerful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, man, it's like getting hit by a freight train. But, you know, nowadays, the gear back then was way different. But, you know, 30 pounds of drag,
yeah.
100 pounds.
Hang on, man.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hang
on. You can't quite describe that experience, that first couple seconds. When you realize, you think, man, nothing could possibly pull this hard. Like, this just isn't right.
The couple things I like are when you – it's two things that relate to that is when you have like a Blake, hey, you know, check the drag line. You think it's okay? Well, do you want to fish it tight? I'm like, I do. Okay. And they'll ramp it up. I mean, when you go to pull line off your reel and it's, oh my God, you know, you're doing that to get it to slip a little bit, but then you get a bite and put it into gear and it's melting. It's melting off of there. You could never in a million years get the line to come off that fast and you watch it melt away. That's the one. And the other that I like so much has been the few times that we've been to, you know, the buffer zone or more so Hurricane Bank and fishing with like the live skipjacks or the live yellowfins. When you put a bait in the water that's that big, you know, it's a 5-pound something, and then you get a bite on that, it's like something just ate that, you know, like that
something big.
Something ate that thing. Like those are the two things that still I trip out every time. One, that they could pull line off of a reel with the drag that tight that easily, and that they, you know, something just ate that live tuna that was out there. Those are my favorite parts about it.
When your bait's so big that you can't pin it on and walk over the rail holding
it
on.
Yeah,
like somebody else has to hold it. Okay, you ready? You put it in free sport.
Yeah. There it goes.
Yeah. And then a fish eats that thing. That's my favorite part.
There's so many things about long-range fishing that are awesome. Now, one thing, we talked a lot about Mazatlan in the beginning of the show. I want to talk about Mazatlan. The two Let's Talk Hookup trips with the light load are going. 100%.
100%.
You're going.
Definite go. They are going.
The dates are Friday, the 25th of January, comes back Tuesday, the 29th. You could be gone. You could only, if you have to work Monday through Friday, you could miss Friday and Monday and Tuesday and go on a 4-day Mazatlan trip.
That's right.
Yeah. And then the following one would be Tuesday to Saturday, the 1st through the 2nd of February. They're a definite go. Right now, there's only 8 people on each trip.
That's right. Exclusive. And, private charter.
Yeah, private charter,
right.
Pretty much. But, you know, hopefully there will be people signing up.
I hope so. Yeah, it's a great opportunity.
It's a great opportunity.
And we're going.
And it's right there out of Marina El Cid.
El Cid.
You can fly right out of LAX on Alaska Airlines, direct to Mazatlan. You can fly right out of the CBX in Tijuana.
That's right.
Right into Mazatlan. About a 30-minute ride down to you can spend the night at El Cid or one of the other hotels. Call Cass Tours. He'll arrange a lot of the hotels for you anywhere you want to go. It's an awesome experience, and what an opportunity for somebody to go big fish fishing with a tank load of sardines down at one of the great places in the world to fish giant yellowfin tuna. Yeah, unbelievable.
Let's do it.
Yeah.
Come on. I couldn't have said it better myself in a moment of silence there. There it is.
Yeah. All right. Let's jump into the phones.
You
right?
got it, buddy. How about we talk to Ken calling us from Santa Barbara this morning. Hi, Ken. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Happy New Year.
What's up,
morning,
Ken? Happy New Year.
Yeah, I just wanted to share a story. I think it was 3 years ago. It was on your trip, Rick, on the Royal Star. We were at the Hurricane Bank, and it's all about you got to listen to the deckhands. The night before we did really well. You were just talking about, you know, catching the skipjack with a cold sniper or something and pin it onto a big rig. Well, it was late in the afternoon and it was kind of a pick bite. Everybody was fishing bait. Nothing was going on. So I walked up to Blake and I said, what do you think about, you know, making a skipjack and try putting that out there? And he said, don't do it because if you get picked up by a tuna, you're going to say bye bye to your gear. So wait till after it gets dark and we'll try to make skipjack. So I waited another half hour. Nothing was happening. So about the second cast, I get picked up, and it wasn't a skipjack. And the line was just smoking off the reel. I had a Trinidad 40. I looked at Blake. He just shook his head, grabbed the rod out of my hand, ran back to the stern, buttoned down the drag as tight as he could, and made one big yank straight back. Luckily, the line broke right where I tied it onto the cold sniper, so I got all my my Spectre back. But, yeah, listen to the deckhands.
Yeah, that's a good example.
So what he's referring to is trying to catch a small skipjack for bait, but then when he threw that Colt sniper out, hooked some 200-pounder that was not on the right gear.
No.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. That can happen.
Oh, yeah. Or you do hook the skipjack, and then a tuna eats it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, which that happened plenty
also. That happens, too, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Run one of them.
While you're reeling the skipjack back.
I got a giant one at Clipperton. It was 288 or 286, something like that. And that's what happened. I was fishing a PL-68 and a skipjack was on. I was like, damn it. You know, wind it in, trying to shake it off and shake a thump. You know,
that's rad.
Oh, yeah. Look at that.
Got him.
Got him.
Yeah. On the PL-68 that had a skipjack on it.
Right.
That's the thing, Ken, and you relate. The opportunities and the things you see on a long range trip are memorable, right? How many years ago was that memory and you still think about it, right?
Oh yeah, I mean every trip I do long range, you know, I talk about it years later because it just sticks in your mind.
Ken is the memory that I have and relate to all the time about fishing. We were on a trip on the Royal Star, different trip years before that was, you know, one of the slower times, and talk about keeping your head in the game and fishing till the last minute. Ken had the ultimate last minute fish. We had really good fishing on medium sized fish on a 10-day trip years ago, and we spent our last 2 days trying to swing for the fence and catch a giant one down on the lower banks when the fishing wasn't necessarily great for him. But the opportunities were there. We spent the entire day and didn't have a big one. We caught a couple small ones, and literally most of the guys had their gear broken down, and you know, when it was coming to the final few hours, most guys had given up, and Ken was literally the last guy fishing, and as the call came out to, all right, well, we gave it the college try, no luck, as he was winding the last bait in, got a bite on the wind and had a 300-pounder.
Nice!
I mean, the very last bait, last turn of the handle, and caught a 300-pounder that day. I remember every bit of that thing. I tell the story all the time.
There you go, Ken. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning.
Hey, when we come back, we're going to find out who's going fishing on the Liberty. We got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Mighty 1090.
This is Captain Art Taylor of the Searcher. Celia and I and everyone at Team Searcher would like to thank all of our customers for a successful 2018 season. Are you searching for an affordable fishing adventure from 1.5 to 7 days in length? The Searcher has an outstanding crew, great food, air-conditioned cabins and galley, and an RSW system to preserve your catch. Our 2019 schedule is available now. Book your fishing adventure online at searchersportfishing.com or call our office at 619-226-2403. That's 619-226-2403.
In 1971, Seaguar invented fluorocarbon fishing line. This game changer brought fish catching advantages to anglers everywhere, with less visibility underwater, better knot and tensile strength, and superior abrasion resistance. Today, Seaguar is the number one brand of fluorocarbon because of its proven performance. So no matter the fishing conditions, you can count on the Seaguar family of fluorocarbon leader material. Fluoro Premier, the original blue label, and the stealthy pink label to help you catch more fish.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. A spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or a fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter trip, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at Royal Star Sports. Sportfishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Fisherman's Landing is the top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew is always looking for ways to improve your fishing experience. We offer the finest open party trip from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet is second to none. We are proud to say Fisherman's Landing is now a full-service sport fishing operation, offering half-day trips on the Dolphin. And now, for the first time in the long history of Fisherman's Landing, we have three-quarter day open party trips on the Liberty. We built the Liberty specifically to offer a better experience. Run by veteran captain Taro Takeuchi, the 85-foot Liberty is the first open party three-quarter day boat to offer bunks for your comfort. She also has huge bait capacity and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big galley and two interior heads with showers. Our open party trips from half day, three quarter day, or 1 to 3 day trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup on the Mighty 1090. All right, the big winner, finding out who's going fishing on that full day trip on board the Liberty from Fisherman's Landing. That's going to Joe in San Pedro. Joe, congratulations. You are going to love fishing on that boat with Captain Taro.
Hey, you know, there was some bad rumors going around that one-year Mexican fishing licenses were not available. That's totally untrue.
Yeah, no, we sold a bunch yesterday. We're going to sell a bunch today at Fisherman's Landing Tackle. We 100% have them. I'm sure it was a confusion of maybe bracelets or maybe FMM, but, yeah, Mexican fishing yearly licenses, we have them for sure this morning, and we're going to have them tomorrow.
Yet another example of don't believe everything you read on the internet.
I was just going to say, but I saw it on the internet.
Yeah.
It has to be true.
Don't believe it. It's not true. Captain Tim Ekstrom, what is true is the amazing, amazing experience you get fishing aboard the Royal Star, and I can't wait for my next time.
Right on. Music in my ears. What is also true is that we will be going to Mazatlan.
Yeah. Yes.
Royal Star.
Yeah.
Soon coming and beyond. Thank you, everybody. What a great 2018.
Yeah.
Looking forward to 2019, another year on the water on Royal Star with all our valued guests as well as our stellar crew. And, you know, I can't thank everybody enough. Keep in touch with us either online, rs@royalstarsportfishing.com. Follow along on the website, RailstarSportFishing.com, the daily reports and photos, which we will be updating from Mazatlan, of course.
Yeah.
And give us a jingle, 619-224-4764, or book online if you're ready to go. We've got every vehicle possible for you to out there for you to join us on RailStar, and I certainly hope to be fishing with all of you.
Yeah, no doubt. Great sentiments there. And, yeah, if you want to book on one of those two Let's Talk hookup two, actually there's three trips. There's one in March, too,
right,
with spots available. The two in January, end of January, are available. Four-day fly-down, fly-back Mazatlan trips that are going 100% go. And going to be a fantastic trip. They just book online or they can call the office, right?
Exactly.
Yeah. Or if you have any questions about it, anything about how to get there, what to do, just call the office and they'll answer it.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Tim, good luck on that, and happy 2019 to you. I know those trips are going to start it out right.
Here.
No doubt.
For sure. Hey, thank you for listening today. Thanks to Adam on the other side of the glass for all he does. Be sure to check out our app because that archive is going to be up there in a matter of seconds. Adam is so good about that on the Let's Talk Hookup app, either in the App Store or the Google Play Store. Download it. It's free. Or check it out on our website. Do it right from our website. You can do that there. Tomorrow, the man himself, the Superman of fishing, Captain Frank Lopresti, and, of course, his chief deckhand, Kathy, will be here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you tomorrow morning right back here on the Mighty 1090.